Hello.
Oh, hi. Is it possible to speak to Kevin McGowan, please?
Ah, it's Kevin. I'm speaking to
you. Hi, Kevin. It's Gemma calling from MMA Legal, just regarding the Scottish redress claim for the abuse during care. How are you? You okay, Kevin?
Oh, not bad.
Good, good. So all it was, we're just ringing up to make sure we've got the correct details for yourself and take a brief statement from you just to get the case submitted, Kevin. Is that okay?
Aye.
Yeah, perfect. Right. So, first of all, I've got your full name as Kevin McGowan. Do you have any middle names, Kevin?
No.
Okay. And I've got your email as kevinmcgowan906@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Aye.
Right. Okay. And could you just confirm your date of birth for me, please, Kevin?
It's 9/4/86.
Thank you. And while she was in care, was you known as any other names? Like, did you have any nicknames or anything like that?
No.
Okay. I will be a minute. It won't take us too long. This is the hard part, Kevin, so we'll get as much information as we can today, okay? And then the rest of it will be straightforward for you, okay? So thank you for going through it all with me. Are you off work today?
No, I've been working for the last couple of years.
Have you not? No, fair enough. I wish I wasn't.
I wish I was.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You don't want to when you are, and then when you're not, you want to, don't you?
Aye.
Okay, nice. That's fun. So, Kevin, can you remember how old you was when you first went into care?
Right, I was about 13.
About 13. And was that into a care home?
Aye.
Can you remember the name at all?
Kibble. Went to Kibble.
So, is that K-I-B-B-L-E?
I think so. I don't know how to spell it. In Paisley.
No, okay. In Paisley. Okay. I'll find it now. What can you want? So it would have been around 1996, about 1999, would you say?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not 100%
on it. Do you know what? It doesn't really matter, because when we go to the authorities, they're going to have all of your information anyway. So we just, as long as we've got like the rough information correct, that's fine. Because even though in the past people have tried to find information out from like the care homes and the authorities, and they'll just lie and say they've not got it anymore. Some of them have even said like it's been set on fire and stuff when it hasn't. So don't worry, we can definitely get
good information
for you. Yeah, they do anything to try and deny it, obviously. Can you remember, was it called Kibble, like children's home? Or?
Aye, Kibble.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it is Kibble, you was right. Yeah. Okay. So, with this one, Kevin, is this the only one that you was in, or was you in
No, I was in a few.
Can you remember how many?
Kibble, Jailsland, Barking Rain, Red Home, and...
Okay.
Jailsland.
Okay. And would you say that the abuse happened in all of the homes?
Not that Red Home, the rest of them, but aye.
Okay, no problem. Because we'll just go through the ones that it obviously happened in, just to make it quicker for you, okay? So Kibble, how long would you say you was in there for, Kevin?
Oh, probably about maybe a year and a half, 2 years, maybe longer than that.
No problem. And from memory, like, is there anything that really stands out in that one for you?
Like, the first couple of nights I spent in a police station, and I remember one of the staff, your lassie, you know? One of the staff, and she's touching us, you know what I mean? But I think it's fucking funny at the time, you know what I mean? Because you got a bit younger than all that. So that's fucking, you're older now and you're doing that yourself. That shouldn't have been fucking happening, you know what I mean? Taking you to the train and that, fucking touching you up, you know what I mean? Rubbing your leg.
Oh
you
my
know?
God. So she worked there, did you say? Or she was
She wasn't fucking like a full-time thing. She was just like an understudy or something like that. She was just learning at the time. Man,
that's so weird, isn't it? For someone who's so young as well.
It was like fucking everybody else was doing it, so you end up fucking involved in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So you was in the police station and she's come to pick you up kind of thing?
No. She was walking in the hall.
Okay. Then that was within your first few days?
No, the first few days in the police station, I was there. That was the first time I've ever seen somebody getting restrained, so obviously... I've tried to help the boy, and it's escalated and it's just been an endless cycle.
Yeah, oh, bless you. And that went on as long as you was in there, was it, Kevin?
Aye. They've had to move his units and all that, carry on.
Backyard
day boy placement.
And so the girl was like, did you say she was quite young, yeah?
Aye.
Do you think she was like old enough, did you say she was like on a placement or something? Like, do you think she was like school?
No, she was older. I think she was older.
She was older
than my placement, aye.
Okay. And she was touching your leg, yeah?
No, she was doing that and that. She was looking, that was unspecified. Any unit and that, she'd be touching your leg and you'd fucking be doing nice hard. She was going with you doing that.
Okay. Sorry you had to go through that, Kevin. Okay, and was it just that one girl, or was there like other people in the home that did that to you while she was in there?
No, just her.
Just her. And she did that as long as you was in there, yeah?
Aye.
Okay. And Kevin, like, with regards to the home itself, like, did the staff treat you quite badly? Was it, like, all of the staff?
I was just, like, a mixture of things. Take your trainers and half if you can go about and that. It was fucking
So you took your trousers off you, did you say?
Trainers, you take your clothes and half a day so you can fucking run away and things like that, don't they?
Oh, my, yeah, I've heard that quite a lot, to be honest. So did you try and run away?
Aye.
Yeah. And did they just bring you back every time?
Aye.
Yeah.
But to be fair, at St John's, that was the worst one.
Yeah.
The staff making you battle other people and all that, carry on, you know what I mean?
Really?
Right. And I get through, I get picked up at the police station one day and I get through at the van on the motorway, through at the van at the roundabout, all fucking scared to fuck.
Oh, God. Yeah, I bet you were very scared, weren't you?
Yeah. Ah, fucking van's still driving, I've been through it.
Yeah. Okay. With regards to, like, the rooms and stuff, did they lock you in the rooms, things like that?
I think one or twice that's happened to me, but not very often.
Okay, in this one or in a different one? They would lock, yeah, okay. So they would lock the whole place out. And was they quite, like, isolating you from other people as well and stuff? Like, were you not really...
No, at night time, there was only like one or two staff ones that would block everything, right?
Yeah, okay. And they didn't really like you, like, making friends and stuff, would you say?
But one of you boys in his home, she was locked in his room for about 4 days. He'd been found dead. He'd lay there for, like, 3 or 4 days and maybe knew he was dead, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, that's awful.
And they thought him just stoned or something.
Yeah,
yeah. Lying there dead, you know what I mean, for about fucking 3 days.
That's awful.
I'm about 13 years of age, you know what I mean? Fucking
exactly.
Stuff like that happening about, you know what I mean?
And the thing is that you was really small compared to them as well.
Aye.
The adults. And they was restrained quite a lot in here, yeah?
Aye. Like my first 3 nights restrained and put in a police station, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The first 3 nights it was restraining, yeah.
That was my introduction to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But you was obviously very scared because it was your first few days there.
No.
So it's gonna make you even more scared, isn't it?
Well, I can't remember on the phone to my mum and that greeting trying to get her to come and get us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Can you remember in kibble, like, with food and stuff, did they ever starve you or anything like that as punishment?
That wasn't like a... I didn't see it, yeah. No.
Okay. Okay. Can I just ask as well, Kevin, can I take your mum's name?
It's Alice McGinn.
And your father's name, please.
He's Big Plastic McGowan.
Patrick. All it is, if we've got more than one Kevin McGowan in the system, so we've got your family tree, so we know it's you, that's all. And did you have any brothers and sisters that was in care with you at all, Kevin?
No, my brother eventually went to care. He went to St Mary's and that, but it was different times, you know what I mean?
Right, okay. Is there anything else you can think of from that home that stands out in your memory? And I obviously you've been in a few different ones, so is there anything else that you can think of with that one?
You've been out fucking long since I bought everything, you know what I mean?
I know. This is the thing, Kevin, like, we know, obviously, because it's so long ago, you do forget, don't you? Like, you don't want to remember it, so don't worry, that's absolutely fine.
You know, I remember at St John's, you know, like the van get crashed and my head went through a windscreen. I just get put in my bed, you know what I mean? No, I took to the hospital,
yeah.
All walked in my room for that.
Oh my gosh. Right, I won't be a second. I'm just finishing this one and then we'll move on to the next one, Kevin. Okay, thank you for going through all of this because I know it is hard. Just to let you know as well, like, we're not clutching at straws with any of this. Like, if you have been, obviously, if you have experienced some form of abuse during your time in care, then the case
right.
will be successful. Okay, so we're not claiming directly from the care homes, as a lot of them have already closed. The compensation comes directly from the Scottish Government. So they're the ones who was liable because they was funding it to begin with and they knew what was going on. They knew people were being neglected and they didn't do anything about it. So it's the government that are paying it out, Kevin, okay? They have already started to pay out on a lot of cases. The average claim is around £48,000. It could be more, it could be less, Kevin, but some people are getting as much as £100,000, okay? So I know obviously it's not about the money, but you know, you have been through a lot, so you do deserve something for it, Kevin, definitely. And to get you justice as well, do you know what I mean, for what you've been through?
No.
So the second care home, can you remember, so you said there was some that you wasn't really, there was nothing bad happened, so do you remember the next one that, you know, something bad did happen in that one?
Yeah, like at St John's, no, I think it was Balak and Rain. I went there for like a placement over Christmas and New Year and that, it was only like 3 weeks or something, but I was there more or less myself, you know what I mean?
Right, we'll leave that one out.
Right,
yeah, we'll leave
that one. Getting drinking at fucking 13, about 14 or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, getting used to drink as well, were they all?
All right, it was New Year, man, but she's fucking...
Yeah, you still should, should you? Yeah, yeah. Right, we won't put that one on just because you was only in there a few weeks, okay? I'll still put it in the notes, though, that you was in there for a few weeks. Right, so what was the next one, please?
St John's.
St. John's, yeah?
Aye.
And was that in the same area?
Glasgow.
Glasgow, yeah.
Edinburgh Road, I think it's called.
Edinburgh Road.
There's the monks that used to have that before, but not them when that was in it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just trying to find it. I won't be a minute. Yeah, St John's Children Home, Glasgow,
aye.
Yeah?
Aye.
So was this one after Kibble, or was this a few years later, or...?
This was after Kibble, I think this was... just
that 2001?
I'm not 100% sure, I mean. I'm honestly not got a clue about the date, so then after I caught
it's alright. Did you say when you left school, yeah?
I went there, I just went the first year.
I'm a similar age to you, and I left in 2001, so yeah, it's probably around about there. Right, so how long was you in that one for?
About 2 years.
2 years, yeah?
Right.
Like I say, Kevin, like the dates, it doesn't matter if it's not accurate, because we're going to find it all out anyway, so don't worry too much, you know, about the dates and stuff, okay?
Right.
Right, so with this one again, Kevin, is there anything in this one that really stands out in your memory?
I used to get took to the fucking maid to go to the boxing. That's Scott Harrison. His fellow Peter Harrison, the Scottish champion. Used to take you out and make you go in the ring and fight, you know, all the time. Like, you'd pick one or two of the boys and whatever had happened that time, he'd make you all fight and all that, you know what I mean?
Oh my god.
That was fucking serving drugs and all that shit and all.
Oh my god. Was he like a champion then when it was happening?
That's Scott Harrison. He later on he ended up a world champion.
Oh my god. Scott Harrison, yeah?
Aye, originally we wanted to put in the ringer out with him, we just took to that boxing club and fucking, his fella was my key worker.
Yeah.
He was actually alright, but fucking, that Billy Lewis, not Billy Davis or something, his name is a big fat cunt with red hair. He would make me fucking go and fight.
What the hell, that is so bad. So Billy Davis was the one that was making you do it?
He was the one, more or less the one that was taking Billy Davis and Wally Robertson or something.
Oh my god.
And they'd fucking put bets and all that on it, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's awful.
And like you're fucking doing your. Alright, they would throw your cut a pound and that after it, but you're fucking still having to do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And get made to fucking sell shit, not in the home and all that thing. Fucking.
Wait.
Cuts out the street robbing people, that and all.
Yeah. What, were they making you sell, like, drugs and stuff?
I can't remember the guy's name, robbing people on the street and that, and it's all the phones and all that stuff, they would make you take aim and sell. And if you didn't have the stuff in your bag, obviously you get barred for it.
Yeah. So this Billy Davis, he basically, did he work at the children's home as well, or did he just work at the
hospital? Aye. He worked at the children's home.
So he'd make you go out and...
Yeah.
So he made you sell drugs in the care home. And then if you lost anything, you'd obviously get beat up, yeah?
Aye, and if people didn't pay their bills or that, it'd make us, like, a bigger one's fucking batter them, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. So he basically was like a drug dealer working in a care home and then getting all you got to do it for him. That's so
exactly.
Bad. I've not heard that before in this job. That's awful. So then did that make you then do that in later life as well, kind of thing, because you'd got used to doing it?
Well, my brother was lying in fucking getting blamed on murder. Maybe a few years ago I was fucking lying in for it too, you know what I mean? It's just a life of fucking shit. One thing after another.
Okay. And in this home, St John's, did you again like get restrained? Did they beat you up and stuff like that in the in the care home? Yeah.
I remember it gave us a couple of phones. And
yeah.
I fucking, but what happened, I had to get to jail. And I get picked up through the police station. I never had the money or the stuff to take back, so I was threatening to jump out the van. The cunts pushed out of the van, you know, the roundabout.
Oh my God.
So where was the taxi driver picked us up lying on the road and fucking took us to the hospital.
Oh my God. So you've had to go obviously through mental health and all that, like have you had to go for therapy and stuff like that, Kevin?
I've not done anything like that, no.
You've not, no.
No, I've bought all it. Told to write it.
Okay. Anything else you can think of from that home? Obviously, what you've told me is really bad anyway, but is there anything else?
No.
No. Okay.
Not unfortunately. It's just been fucking 2 years that happen every single day. You know what I mean? It was like a normal.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and then going back to the next home, again, is there anything that stands out with that one, or...?
No.
No. So would you say them two were the worst ones?
Aye.
Right, okay.
We got children, there's only after a couple of days.
Right, yeah, so we'll just leave that one, okay. I don't want you to have to go through everything, you know, I know it's very hard for you. Okay, Kevin. Now, I just need to get a few more details from you and then we're done, okay? I just need to read a small script to you as well, just to explain your funding options clearly. So there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can just instruct us under a private agreement, okay? Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme. So if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. So with us, Kevin, you never pay any money up front or anything like that, okay? It's no win, no fee. So if we say, for instance, we do get you some money back, our fee is only 16%, that's it. So you get, with that, it's about 20%. So say, for instance, you get £100,000 back, our fee is £20,000 and you will get £80,000. Is that all right, Kevin?
No, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Also, Kevin, what I'm going to need from you as well is a proof of ID. So have you got a driver's licence or a passport at all?
No, at the moment, no, but I'm getting my provisional thing.
Right, okay. Have you got a bus pass at all?
No, I'm getting nothing like that. My ex-girlfriend hasn't had.
Yeah, she's got, right, okay. Do you have, like, bills where you live? Do you have, like, a phone bill, internet, things like that?
I've got nothing in my name, nothing.
Right, okay.
I've got a picture up later for my drug worker.
You've got what, sorry?
Like a picture of you.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as it's got your picture on it.
Aye.
Has it got your picture on it? Yeah, that's fine. You can send us that, I think. Let me just double check. 1 minute. Is it from your drug work? It's like a pass with your picture on, yeah?
It's not a pass. It's like an A4 bit of paper. You've printed it off.
Yeah, you've got your picture. And your picture's on it, Kevin, yeah?
Aye.
Okay, bear with me 1 minute. Box, he's not got any ID, like, passport or anything, but he's got something from his drug worker that's got his picture on. Will that do? He says he's... What? I don't know. He said it's an A4 piece of paper from his drug worker, and it's got his picture on it. No. He said he might have some bills, but he's not got three. He says his ex-girlfriend's binned everything.
Don't need to tell you what tables he can upload. Can you send that fucking drug quickly?
Okay.
You can't say that. Well, what do you think? And I'll tell you why I made it. Do it, Mitchell.
Hi Kevin, sorry to keep you waiting. Yeah, can you please send me that over, the one that you just said, the one from your drug worker? That should be okay. What I'm going to do, I am going to send you a text message now on WhatsApp, okay? Can you just grab it now for me and just send it over, because I just want to have a quick look at it. All right. I'll text you now, bear with me. Also, do you do your banking online?
No, I've no banking, nothing like that, but I've had bank accounts, but I've ended up, but my ex-girlfriend, she's bumped everything I've had, and she's fucking... I'm phone illiterate, more or less. She's fucking all sorts of old ass and loans and all that in the bank.
Yeah, oh my God.
I just recently moved in England.
I don't blame you, yeah. I bet you wanted to get away from Scotland, didn't you?
Right.
Right, I've just sent you a text message. If you can just send me that, that'd be great. Right, perfect. Right, I'm just going to pop you on hold whilst I just have a look at this. Won't be a minute, Kevin, okay?
Not a problem.
So this is his ID. He says he is getting a provisional. Yes, I was getting it. Hiya, sorry to keep you waiting, Kevin. Can I just ask as well, because we can put that on the system for now, but do you know when you're going to be getting your provisional? Have you already applied for it?
I don't know when it's going to come, but...
But you have applied?
Aye.
All right, that's fine, yeah. So as soon as you get it, just send us a picture of that as well. That should be fine for now, and then when you get your provisional, send that as well. Is that all right, Kevin?
No.
Brilliant. So the only thing we do need is some form of letter. Do you not have like anything at all in your name? Have you not got any kind
a lawyer's letter or something?
Yeah, that's fine. Anything at all that's got your name, your address, and the date on it.
No, I'll get it.
Is that all right? Perfect, Kevin. So when you get that, send me that over on WhatsApp as well. Is that all right?
Okay, that's right.
That's perfect. Right, so we're almost done. Just got a few more questions, then we're done, Kevin, okay? You've done really well. Thank you for going through all this. I know, it's not easy for you at all after everything that you've been through. Are you doing much over bank holiday?
Oh, I think we're going to the farm or something.
How are you? That'll be nice. Okay, now, can I just ask, Kevin, you've not got, like, any terminal illnesses or anything like that, have you? Okay. Could I also take your new home address in England, please? What's your door number?
It's 3 Bradfield Gardens.
And your postcode, please?
LS27OGJ.
I'm going to Leeds this weekend. My best friend's surprise party, so it should be good.
Oh, I'll get my 40th at the end of the week.
Oh, have you? Oh, yeah, I know. I just turned 40 this year. Are you doing anything nice for it?
Oh, it's a wee party, aren't
you? Yeah, that'll be good. I went to Benidorm for mine. So you're in Morley, yeah, in Leeds, yeah?
Aye, I am.
When do you think you'd be able to get that letter for us? I'll put it on the system that you're going to send
going
it.
Going to be left any storm now, isn't it? How long is time it gets sent, isn't it?
Yeah, no
worries. I'll phone a lawyer a day, time it gets that sent out.
Perfect. If you do find anything, like, knocking about, we can use anything that's, like, dated in the last 3 months if you do have anything, okay? And can I just ask, like, obviously, hopefully nothing will, but if anything was to happen to you before you get a payout, have you got anyone that you'd like to put as a beneficiary?
I'm a mum.
Your mum, yeah. What's your mum's name? Oh, you've given it before, don't you? Alice. Yeah. Okay, could I get her contact number if you got it?
Can I send it over there? I don't know how to get
it.
Send
it me on WhatsApp. Yeah, send it me on WhatsApp, that's fine, no worries. Right, nearly done. I'm just going to send you a text message in a second that I just need you to sign for me, okay? And then we're all done. I'll help you with it, Kevin, if you get stuck with it. It's pretty straightforward. I'll help you with it, okay? Right, I'm just sending the message over now, Kevin. Give me a sec, let me know when it comes through, okay? Does it come through?
No, yeah. It's come through there.
Right, so if you scroll to the bottom of the message, it'll say execute all documents, and then there's like a line that you sign with your finger. If you sign that now, and then click execute documents, and then there's a blue button that you press, and then that will send it back to me.
I'll get any texts and ask you my date on WhatsApp, no?
It should be just a normal text message. Has it not come through?
It's come through, just but I'm not going to send it back when he texts.
Oh, you don't have any... I don't think you need it. I think you should just press send it. I think it should just send it over. It's not like a text message, I don't think. I think you just press send and it should come through. I don't think you need credit for it.
Signed it, but I can't get. Yeah.
It's more like an email, so it's not like you don't have to pay for the message to come back. It should just be the blue button, you press that, and then it should just come through.
Yeah.
Can you see where it says execute all documents?
Oh, it says E Clarity, MMA Legal.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. And then you sign it, execute all documents, and then press the blue button.
Signing completed.
Yeah, oh, that's fine. If it says signing completed, it's done. Yeah, I've got it. That's brilliant. Thank you, Kevin. Right, so thank you for going through all of that with me, Kevin, today. I know, like I say, I know it's not easy for you to do, but that is the hard part then now, okay? So we've got everything that we need. Like I say, they're going to be going to the authorities anyway to find out that, like, everything that's accurate, because I know it is very hard for you to remember after all these years. Just to make you aware as well, you're going to receive a caseworker welcome call from an 0161 number. That'll be next week, Kevin. So just look out for that. I'll send you that on as well on a text message. Now, Kevin, I just want to put a password onto your account. All it is, you do get people from other companies ringing you up trying to get you to do the same thing. And sometimes people do get a little bit confused with it, and they don't remember who they're actually dealing with. So where MMA, that's who you're dealing with. What would you like me to put as your password?
Put Alice.
Alice, yeah. No problem. Brilliant. So that's all done for you, Kevin, okay? Like I say, as soon as you can get that letter over to us, it doesn't even have to be like a physical letter. It could be something that you get online and then you can just screenshot it. As long as it's got your name, your address, and the date on it, even if it's like a doctor's letter or something like that, anything at all, Kevin.
Not a problem. I'll go on to that day.
Brilliant. All right, Kevin, have a nice day, okay?
Right, cheers. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.